Two Soviet-born Florida businessmen who are associates of Donald Trump's private lawyer have been arrested while trying to leave the United States. They're reported to have helped fund efforts to investigate one of the president's political rivals and are believed to be important witnesses in the impeachment inquiry investigating the commander-in-chief. Here's our North America correspondent, James Glenday.
This investigation is about corrupt behavior, deliberate lawbreaking.
In New York this morning, the FBI and prosecutors confirmed the arrests of Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, who were seized at a Virginia airport before they could board a flight to Vienna, Austria, with one-way tickets. Both men are U.S. citizens. Mr. Parnas was born in Ukraine, Mr. Fruman in Belarus. And U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says they're among four people accused of violating U.S. campaign finance laws by conspiring to funnel foreign money to Republican political candidates.
They sought political influence not only to advance their own financial interests, but to advance the political interests of at least one foreign official, a Ukrainian government official who sought the dismissal of the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
But there's so much public interest in Mr. Parnas and Mr. Fruman because they're both associates of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and have reportedly helped investigate and peddle unsubstantiated corruption claims about top Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden and his actions in Ukraine. They're thought to be key witnesses for the current impeachment inquiry, which was sparked by a request from Donald Trump for Ukraine to launch an investigation into Mr. Biden and his son.
This is not corruption because it was just called.
Overnight, Ukraine's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, insisted the US president wasn't trying to blackmail his nation and said he hoped Ukraine would not have an impact on the 2020 election campaign.
That's why I don't want to comment a lot about that, because I don't want this issue to influence the election this or that way.
But that seems a forlorn hope right now. Impeachment is dominating the news cycle in Washington, and Fox News, once one of the president's favorite outlets, has infuriated the White House with a new opinion poll.
51% of those responding say the president should be impeached and removed from office. That's up 9 points from July.
In response, Mr. Trump falsely declared he'd never had a good survey from Fox, and some of the network's most pro-Trump presenters tried to play it down. But the poll is not vastly different to others, which show increases in support for impeachment, a trend that Democrats desperately hope will continue. In Washington, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.